May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine you are a cook. Before you lie the ingredients you have harvested from your garden, full of possibility and potential. What will you create to satisfy your hunger? Imagine you are a sculptor. In your hands is clay, waiting to be shaped, full of possibility and potential. What will you create to satisfy your need? Imagine you are the creator God. Before you lies the soil, recently released from the water, full of possibility and potential. What will you create to satisfy its need? Imagine you are the creator. You kneel into the soil and gather it up, shaping, sculpting, finally working the clay, adding bits, taking bits away, feeling the soil work into your pores and lodge under your fingernails, until finally you smile. You have done it. Adam from Adama, earth creature from the earth, a creature of the soil, formed from the soil. You bend even closer and breathe your spirit into new lungs. Breathe your life into the earth creature, a being who is a marriage of the soil and the creative breath of God. Imagine you are the creator. You know that the possibilities of the soil are only beginning. You cause the soil to bring forth trees, trees of beauty, trees for food, the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You place the earth creature in the midst of these trees to serve and observe the trees, to serve and observe the soil. Imagine you are the creator. And you know something about limits. You place the earth creature in this forest of trees to feed hunger, but not to reap its entire bounty. Some trees are off limits. The earth creature needs to live with restraint. Imagine you are the creator. You had thought that the soil would be served in community. So once again, you kneel and begin the deeply satisfying work of creating quirky, colorful, intricate creatures from the earth, rooting animals that till the soil, grazing animals that nourish the soil, long-beaked birds that probe the soil for food, and shy birds that nest in the soil, insects to aerate the soil and feed it, and bacteria that dwell in the warmth of the soil. All creatures that bear the character of the soil and serve the soil, their mother and their home. But none of these is an equal partner for the earth creature. So the earth creature who was one is made into two. The earth creature now in partnership to serve and observe the earth, to serve and observe the soil, from whom and for whom they were created. Imagine You are the soil. You remember with beginning, with joy, the beginning. You recall the hands of the Creator gently, gently shaping the earth creatures, deftly and confidently shaping the animals, the birds, the insects. You recall the deep gladness of seeing the wild diversity that sprang from Creator's imagination and your womb. Katydids and candy-striped leafhoppers, flat-tailed beavers and awkward moose, bright-eyed house wrens and blazing red cardinals, the humpbacked buffalo and the longing howl of the wolf, all making their home among all the other families that call you, the soil, their mother. Trees, flowers, grasses, and the earth creatures, all created to serve you, the soil, and each other, that you might make home together as you praise your Creator. Imagine that you are the soil and you don't know how it all went so wrong. Here and there are earth creatures who remember their calling, who observe your needs, who remember the life-giving rhythms of thanksgiving and nurture and love. But there are others who do not remember that you are kin, who do not remember that they are a part of the family of trees, animals, and birds formed by Creator to serve the soil. These are the ones who break you open, seed you, strip you, year after year, season after season. No wonder you are exhausted. No wonder you are weeping. No wonder you cry out in longing for the earth creatures to love and serve you once again. Imagine you are Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you think you know about the soil. Didn't you inherit a large estate from your father? Don't you own many slaves who plant your barley and reap your harvests, who tend your vineyards and make your wine for export? Everyone knows that you, Zacchaeus, add more soil to your holdings every year, for you understand enough about the soil to know that once you lend a farmer a bushel or two of seed to plant, he will never be able to repay you the 200 bushels you demand in interest. Not if he wants to feed his family. The soil is not that fertile. You know that he will default on the loan. You know that you will be able to take his land, his sheep, his goats, his donkey. And if he doesn't ask you for a loan, you will just demand more taxes. That is, after all, why you became a tax collector. You have a fondness for the soil and the wealth that it brings. Imagine that you are Zacchaeus, and you are becoming uneasy. Oh, you have land and sheep and goats, vineyards and slaves, but lately you also have a small problem with anxiety. There are other landowners who want your job as chief tax collector. There are other lenders who are seizing land that you were eyeing. What if you lost your position? How would you provide for your children and grandchildren? How would you continue to afford beautiful robes, meat every day, luxurious goblets, and wine to put them in? your anxiety grows, which is why when your wife begins to talk about Jesus, you listen, for Jesus apparently had something to say about anxiety. Jesus says not to worry about what you will eat or wear. He says to look at the ravens. They don't store up food, but God feeds them. Or look at the lily so beautifully clothed, your wife says. She continues, Jesus says that if we pay attention to how abundantly the creatures around us are fed and clothed, we won't be worried about food for ourselves. The other creatures, birds and flowers, show us how wonderfully God provides and what the kingdom is that we seek. You don't really get what your wife is talking about. How can looking at birds and flowers tell you anything about God's kingdom? But you do begin to listen more. You hear how Jesus tells his disciples to sell all that they have and give the money to the poor. You hear that Jesus says that again and again to a rich ruler who comes to see him. You hear about a man who builds many, many barns to store his enormous harvest, but whose soul is lost in the process. And then Jesus comes to your town. You realize that you must see him. You hurry to the center of the village, and you are stunned. Before you, gathered all in one place, are all the people who have made you rich. The farmers whose land you now own, the farmers whose mothers and fathers before them had loved and nurtured the soil, the farmers who knew the flowers in their fields, the birds of the air, the places where the grapes ripened first, where the soil was fertile enough for melons and cucumbers, the best grazing areas for winter flocks. Before you are the people who knew the soil and loved it until you took their land away. Now the crowd will not let you through, and so you climb a tree, uncomfortably exposed to all. And when Jesus calls you down and looks you in the eye, it's as though something like a new spirit enters you. It all fit suddenly. Your anxiety, the worn faces of the villagers taken from their soil, Jesus' words and parables, it all clicked. You realize that you don't really know the soil. You don't know the flowers that grow there or the birds that live on it. And as a result, you don't know anything about the economy of the kingdom. You don't know the abundance of the kingdom, nor the gifts offered by the soil. But you do know that it can be different. You do know that you can choose to be a part of this coming kingdom. You could give the farmers back to their soil. You could allow them to serve and observe the soil once again. You are here now on the traditional soil of the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee, the Anishinaabe, the Mississauga of the Credit First Nation. If you are listening to me speak today, you are likely on Turtle Island. You are on the soil of a people who know the birds and the flowers, the trees for medicine, the animals and their seasons. People who know when the salmon comes, a people who know the soil and love it as kin, as their mother earth. If you are listening to this on Turtle Island, you also live in a world where the soil is commodity, not kin, where the animals and birds and insects that serve the soil are sprayed with poison, killed, culled, starved, and rendered homeless. If you are listening to this on Turtle Island, you are surrounded by a culture that denies we are earth creatures, that has replaced our calling to serve and observe the soil with domination and exploitation. You are the image of the Creator. Before you lies the soil, full of possibility and potential. How will you partner with it to create life? You are the soil. Before you is loss and destruction. How will you raise your voice in lament as you grieve the loss of the beautiful wild creatures, your kin? You are a follower of Jesus. Before you are the people and creatures who have been uprooted from their soil. How will you use all of your creativity, your cunning, your wisdom, your resourcefulness, insight, and savvy to find a way to return soil to those who were once connected to it with care and affection? You are an earth creature formed from the soil, full of potential and possibility. How will your story bring healing? Amen.